The Bush administration has taken another step forward in its push to expand trade. The House of Representatives yesterday approved new free trade agreements with Chile and Singapore. The United States already has similar deals with Mexico, Canada, Israel, and Jordan. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The House has often split down the middle on trade, but it approved these newest pacts by a wide margin. Lawmakers praised both Chile and Singapore as worthy trading partners and examples to the rest of the world. Democrat Earl Blumenauer of Oregon said Chile's been a pioneer in embracing political reform and free market capitalism.
It is an island of stability in very troubled waters in Latin America. We ought to reinforce that model by providing this trade agreement to them.
And as Florida Republican Cliff Stearns pointed out, Singapore's been a staunch ally in the fight against terrorism.
And today, Singapore civilian police are working with us in Iraq to train the new Iraqi police force.
Free trade backers argued that both deals would bolster the U.S. economy. Chile's market is tiny compared with others in South America, but Jennifer Dunn, a Republican from Washington, says U.S. businesses have been missing opportunities there.
Chile already has a trade agreement with the European Union, with Mexico and Canada, but not with the United States. And of course, that results consistently in our losing contracts to Canada, the EU, and Mexico, because we must pay the 6% tariff in Chile, and they, of course, pay nothing, which makes the cost of their goods and services much less.
The deal with Chile would eliminate tariffs on most consumer and industrial goods immediately. Agricultural tariffs would disappear within 4 years. The deal with Singapore is somewhat different. Since trade between the U.S. and Singapore is already 99% duty-free, this pact focuses on services and investment. It would also beef up protection of intellectual property, a priority for the U.S. entertainment industry. Labor unions and many congressional Democrats, including Oregon's Peter DeFazio, argued that new trade deals are not what the U.S. needs. DeFazio says millions of U.S. manufacturing jobs have already disappeared overseas, and in return, he says, U.S. workers have gotten only false promises.
We'll retrain these people who lose their jobs for the new high-tech economy and for all the skilled work, except now IBM, Boeing, GM, they're all exporting the jobs, and it's estimated under these agreements we'll export 3.3 million skilled jobs in the next decade because of these trade agreements.
Critics also say these new deals don't adequately protect labor rights and the environment because they merely require countries to enforce their own laws. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown says many countries barely protect workers and the environment at all.
And the worst part is the Bush administration has announced that these agreements with Chile and Singapore will serve as the model for future trade agreements such as the Central American Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA, and the Free Trade Area of the Americas. They will serve as the model for these next huge trade agreements that will hemorrhage even more jobs.
In addition to pushing more jobs abroad, critics argue, these new deals could give more jobs inside the U.S. to professionals from Singapore and Chile. Sheila Jackson Lee is a Democrat from Texas.
You have a perpetual, unlimited visa process that will allow any of those citizens from those countries to stay in the United States forever.
Still, many Democrats joined Republicans in backing these new trade pacts. The Senate is expected to approve them soon as well. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.